Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range. Oh.
Bump, Willy, bump.
Good morning, Great Britain. It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Monday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boobs is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome. It's Monday. Jesus, until 23rd of June. It's flying.
Really is. Over halfway now.
I'm having a good time, though, this year.
Yeah, it's fun.
You know, I'm not hating the show.
No, that's good. It's always good.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
I'm not hating getting up in the morning.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not loving it, but I'm not hating it. And mainly that's because of the weather.
It's a lot easier.
And sorry, well, the daylight.
Yeah.
Because that makes such a difference. Everyone who's listening live knows, because you're up early.
Yeah.
And I had a lovely weekend, and the weather was nice. Weather was all over the place.
Oh, it really was all over the place. It was so windy where we were yesterday.
Yeah, me too. I had a pizza last night. I've not had a pizza for ages. Nom, nom, nom. I had a gluten-free based pizza.
Right.
What crust would you like? Do you want the gluten-free? I'm like, yeah, all right.
It tastes exactly the same.
I still don't know what gluten is, if I'm honest.
No.
Anyway, it was free, but... And it was square.
Oh, really?
A square pizza or a square box?
Square pizza.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh.
Whoa, what's going on?
Why is it square if it's gluten-free? The connection?
Yeah.
You're not have a circular gluten-free pizza?
Can't make it round gluten-free, mate. Yeah.
Well, I don't mind it being square, but what if I wanted gluten?
Yeah.
Fills all the box.
Yeah, I guess. That is funny that pizza boxes are square. And not round.
That's true.
Are there any pizza companies that have a round box?
That's very true. I've never thought about that.
Where would it hinge, though?
Excuse me?
What? Where would the hinge...
Well, it would have to be a full circle, then, maybe.
You'd just sit on the top, wouldn't it? I think. You'd be hingeless.
Well, you've got a menge. You can work it out.
Yeah. How would you do it? Some clever origami. Or maybe you just, like, have a semicircular one. Let's do that.
What, with our pizza company?
Let's do... Write that down, James. Let's do that, actually.
At least these gaps in the market, we should be filling and making a load of money. I told you, we had a bit of work done in the house, and Tiff's very particular about certain things. And she's very particular about her plug sockets. She doesn't like white plug sockets. She likes dark plug sockets.
Oh, okay.
And then we got some new lamps downstairs, so I go crazy on the smart plugs. But all the smart plugs are white.
Ah.
So I've got white smart plugs.
Right.
Plugged into a dark socket, and I'm plugging a black plug into the white smart plug.
She won't like that.
She didn't like it.
No, won't like that.
So I had to go searching. I found one company that I literally found one set of black smart plugs.
Oh, right. So they do them.
Yeah. And I had to
I've got one dark coloured plug.
But they're all white.
Yeah.
Why are they all white? They just are. Can you get a red plug? I mean, you must be able to.
You must be able to. I've never thought about that.
Gaps in the market. This is where we're going to make our billions.
I think so.
Nice to hear Sophie on in the morning before us.
Yes.
And, by the way, credit where credit's due, Sophie.
That back timing. That was impeccable.
I could feel her sweating from 200 miles down the motorway.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Fantastic.
They're all up there in Manchester while we're down here.
Yeah.
Fighting the fight with all the Southerners.
Oh, I'm all day.
There was a man having an argument with a dog this morning when I walked in. That's not normal.
What, in Leicester Square?
Yeah, it wasn't his dog. wasn't his dog either. Somebody else's dog. He was having a full-on argument with his dog.
Very bitter.
Something along the lines of, don't look at me like that.
Oh, God. Who was saying that, the dog or the man?
Yeah, well, the man probably thought the dog was saying that.
Just leave me alone. Yeah. I will not leave you alone.
That's kind of par for the course, isn't it, what time we get in?
Yeah, it does attract the...
Yeah.
You can't say nutters, but, you know.
No.
Yeah.
It attracts the nutters.
Yeah, you can't say that, but they are nutters.
You see everything in Leicester Square.
Mm.
I mean, everything.
Premieres,
of course.
There's another one. We've had two premieres of films, two back-to-back. They had the new Jurassic Park one.
And then the next day, there was another
one.
And
then they stripped it down, and it was 28 years later.
Yes.
And that's for the Odeon. And now, I think there's one for the Empire. Because they've got all the big screens.
Heineken has built a drive-through beer collection.
What? I saw that.
For 0%. Quite clever, actually.
Is it drive-through or walk-through?
It's like, it looks like a drive-through.
Drive-through, yeah. So it's 0% Heineken, isn't it?
Where's that?
Just on the corner.
In the casino.
Yeah. Booze.
Right, we're live on Global Player. If you want to watch us, you can see us live right now. Wherever you are. In the world, apart from North Korea, you can see us live, and we're starting to get messages from people who are like, just listening to you by the pool.
Yes, they like sending pictures. Usually them on a sun lounge, you just see their feet in a swimming pool holding a beer.
If you're going on holiday, make sure you've downloaded Global Player, the official Radio X app. Global Player, it's called. It's free. It is brilliant. I feel like I'm such a corporate kiss-ass when I talk about it, but I love it. And I've got HD on. The sound quality, when you got your headphones on, you're listening to Radio X, the sound is brilliant. Brilliant.
It does sound good.
We were in the car the other week, going to gigs, and we've got the radio on. The radio in the car. We're flicking around listening to certain stations.
Mm.
Some of the sound quality of these stations is awful.
Yeah.
It's awful. The levels are all over the place.
Not of ours.
No,
just like ours. When you flick around, I'm like, some radio stations are still in mono. Mono.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that stopped years ago.
No. It's cheaper to be in mono than it is in stereo.
Mm.
Now, if you're playing oldies, if you're playing 60s songs, why not?
Yeah, it's fine.
And then you put Global Player on and it's just like...
Yeah.
Stereo.
It's a great sound, isn't it? It's a great sound.
That's still in mono.
What?
Isn't that still in mono?
What, this?
Yeah.
No, stereo echo.
Is it?
I can make it more stereo-y.
Okay.
Right.
Are you going to pan it?
Okay.
Yeah, this is what we want.
I've got stereo phasing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if I put this on, that is definitely stereo. I could put everything on it. Hold on. Now, if you've got headphones on, this will freak you out. Here we go. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really good.
Robot FM.
Yeah. Stereo.
Take the rage out.
Yeah.
Is that too much?
All right.
I've got a load of effects here. Oh, Dom.
Dom's favourite.
Would you like some? Stereo flange.
I love the stereo flange.
Now, I know it sounds the same as what the other one was.
Yeah.
Stereo echo.
Echo. Echo. Biggity, biggity.
Do you want delay left and right?
That's all I want is delay left and right. Left.
That's a weird one.
And isn't right.
Yeah. See, we're in stereo. And then reverb one hall.
Yeah.
You want it about 2.6, so you get a lovely echoey effect.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
2.6.
Right. So we're live on Global Player. Watch now. You can see us until 7 o'clock. I want to talk about the podcast.
Mm.
I want to talk about Saturday. We all saw each other.
Yes.
If you're a Formula One fan... And specifically, if you're a McLaren racing fan, oh my God, we have a prize. We mentioned it on Friday. And in case you missed it, it is an unbelievable prize. So I'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But now, I need to remind you all that we've got a box in front of me, and inside it is £25,000. If you want, you can have it. Yeah, you can.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
There's the box there. If you're watching, see it. It's right there. Here comes the smoke.
Ooh. Oh, there it is. Yeah. As if by magic.
The shopkeeper appeared.
As if by... Wow. Is that Mr. Ben?
£25,000, yes it is. Locked inside this box in front of me. Now, the way you unlock the box is by correctly guessing the Radio X artist. That's the key to unlock the box. It's a Radio X artist. It's an artist we play on Radio X. That's the clue. It's an artist we play on Radio X. That's it. So it's either a band or it's a singer. It's an artist. So the artist's name, right?
Mm.
Now, I don't know the answer. I don't know who it is. Dominic doesn't know who it is.
They won't tell us.
We choose somebody at random to play the game. They name an artist. We lock it in. We find out if they're right or wrong. Just for being on and having a guess, you're guaranteed £1,000. There aren't many competitions on the radio in the world that they go, oh, I'm afraid that's the wrong answer. Congratulations, you've won £1,000. But this one is. Now, we also had one extra clue that's happened on Friday.
Mm.
And that extra clue doesn't seem like much, but it does. And it will eliminate a lot of people's guesses. So if you've had the same thought since day one, the clue that came out on Friday is the correct artist to unlock the box is not a one-word artist.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not a one-word artist.
Yeah, the answer is not one word.
Well, but, like, as in... Well, just work it out. It's not a one-word artist.
What, like...
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll give you one example, even though I shouldn't. I'll give you an example of a wrong answer that we've had. Oh, no, they've taken it out.
Oh.
They've taken out my... Do you know, I get so nervous. I know this artist has been said and it's wrong. And yeah. I went to say it then, but because it's not in front of me.
Yeah.
And I'm a little mild panic. So I'm just going to shut up. You know what
it
is. Nah, it's fine. So it's not a one-word artist. So there you are. It's an artist that is not just one word. Does that make sense? You got it. Now, you need to answer a qualifying question first of all. If you want to be in with a chance of playing for £25,000, and even if you're wrong, you get 1,000. Come on.
Mm-mm.
Could go today. You could get it today. You could win 25 grand today. Beautiful. Here is your qualifying question. You need to text in the word box and then the answer to this question. Box to Box is a coffee shop in Manchester owned by which ex-female England footballer and former Queen of the Jungle? Box to Box, the coffee shop in Manchester, owned by which ex-female England footballer and former Queen of the Jungle? Text the word box and the name of that person and you send it to 83936. So you have to do it on a text. You've got to start with the word box. Then you write that person's name. And then you send it to 83936. So box, answer, 83936. That text will cost £2, plus your standard network rate. Don't forget, if you get on the air to play today, even if you're wrong, you walk away with £1,000. You've got to be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. Full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. Text box followed by your answer 83936. Good luck.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Oh, God.
What's happened?
WhatsApp. Or.
Oh.
People starting their text with the wrong word. I mean, how many times did I say that then? 8 times? Start your text with the word box. Start your text with the word box. Start your text with the word box. Here we go. Here comes this dialum. They start their text with the word win.
Yeah, we didn't say win.
Brilliant. Well done. Do you know what? You're not in the draw, and you're not going to play for 25,000. You're not guaranteed £1,000.
No.
You don't deserve the money.
I don't think this is for you.
They'd probably eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, don't. Do taste nice.
Mm. It's not for everyone, is it?
Hey, I've got a gift for someone.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is everyone in today?
Yes.
Captain in?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, he's in for his 2-day week, isn't he?
You're absolutely right.
Oh, yes, of course you are.
It's Glastonbury week.
Is Phoenix in?
Yeah.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Catchphrase, please.
It's a lot of pressure.
There you are.
It's a lot of pressure.
Well, I've got a gift for one of you.
Oh.
Who is it?
Well, who's the gift for?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, is it?
Don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
So we can work it all out and we can vote. You know, I mean, right. I don't know if there's going to be a mad rush for it, I'll be honest.
Okay.
So.
Is it something you've brought in from your home?
Yesterday.
Hmm.
I've been meaning to do this for ages. I need to sort out my wardrobe.
Right.
I have a wardrobe with two rails in it.
Yeah.
One of them's a pull-down one.
Right.
So on the bottom rail, I have a lot of T-shirts. A lot. The top rail is split between jeans, trousers, and jumpers, hoodies, that kind of thing. I'm not really a jumper guy, but I've got a few.
Yeah.
And I've got pants and socks drawer, and then I've got my gym stuff, my shorts and my socks and my towels and all that. And then I have more shelves, but I hate shelves. I hate shelves because you have a pile of clothes, anything that's two or three past, you know, three down, you're never wearing it.
Yeah.
You're never going through it. I like everything to be hung up. It's just not practical. So I thought, I've got to do a massive sort out.
Mm.
And Tiff was away, so I'm like, right, I'll get on this. 2.5 hours.
Whoa.
Because I'm like, I need to try everything on.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, I've not worn that for ages. Why? Try it on, look in the mirror. That's why I look ludicrous. It's like cling film. Or, oh yeah, I used to love that shirt, put it on. And it's just, I look like Tom Hanks in Big, that kid.
Right.
So, I can't tell you how much stuff we've got to take to the charity shop. They're going to be like this. Whoa, 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 whoa. What are you doing? I'm just reversing the truck in. No. Anyway, I found a prototype. I'm pretty sure it's a prototype of some Chris Moyle Show merch.
Okay.
That I don't think I ever pressed the button on.
Right.
Now, somebody, actually, a listener will be able to tell me.
No, you did actually. You sold those.
I don't think I did.
Is it a T-shirt?
So I brought it in.
Okay.
Yeah. I brought it in, Dom.
Now,
someone to have.
Is it clothing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
So you were going to do this, but you never quite did it.
So when we started doing the Chris Moyle shop, fabulous website, which funds, you know, Tiff's shopping habit, we got T-shirts made. Starting off, we got T-shirts made. It was during lockdown. So I was DJing every Friday and I got a T-shirt made up. And then people were like, oh, nice T-shirt. Where can I get a T-shirt? So I looked into it, set up a little website, ordered a load of T-shirts, sold them. And then we got some hoodies and then we vary the hoodies up. There's not a lot you can do with the Chris Moyle Show logo. It's not like I'm the Rolling Stones and I can have an array of merchandise.
But yeah, true. Yeah.
But we do. And we tried different things like breakfast bowls and we've tried like...
Pine glasses,
water bottles.
Yep.
We go through phases of stuff. Summer, nobody buys anything. Like, literally. It's crazy. Well, no one's buying a hoodie in the summer.
Well, no, that's true. Not hoodies, but right. I thought T-shirts would be flying.
Yeah, but I don't really push it until Christmas. Anyway, here's the thing. I found a beanie hat.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, there are beanie hats and there are beanie hats.
Hmm.
Okay. And here it is.
Oh, that's nice.
So if you're watching the cameras, you can see it. I don't think we ever did these. I don't think so. Now, it says TCMS on it.
Oh, okay. You've changed the logo.
Just says TCMS.
Okay.
And then underneath is the little radio tower with the things coming off, the signal coming off, which is like part of my Chris Moyle Show, Chris Moyle's logo. So there you go. Now, I don't want it.
Why?
Sorry. I'd like to give this as a gift to someone.
Yeah, okay.
Ask me why.
You want other... Why?
Because I don't like it.
Okay, fine.
Now, when I say It does not suit me.
Put it on.
Okay. Let's
now,
have a look.
Captain, can you see, or can you only see the back of my head?
I can only see the back of your head.
Right, okay. So, it's quite a tall beanie.
Well, that's... Do you know what? That's one thing I was going to say. Is it a one-size-fits-all, firstly?
Is it?
They all are, but yeah. It's a bit It's a bit dappy for men dubs.
Right.
It's a bit beef-eatery.
It's just... It's dappy is the only way. Now...
Do you need to be guarding royal palaces at some point?
No, if I just put it on my head and leave the tower flying above, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I just do that...
Oh.
Okay, yeah. So there you go.
Oh.
Even Phoenix has to zoom out because it's that tall.
Yeah.
Even I heard Tiff say no.
Yeah.
You're now 6'3".
See what I mean? It's a bit dappy.
Yeah.
So then what you do is you would pull it down...
Mm.
So it's not too much, okay?
I would definitely pull it down.
So what I would do is I would pull it down and then I would have to pull it back like that. And I think I look a little bit like Benny from Crossroads.
There is a bit of Benny in there for...
Also as well, a little tip for you guys and ladies. Always, if you're wearing a beanie, leave your ears exposed, the bottom of your ears exposed
a
bit because it makes your face look longer.
Oh, that's clever.
Thanks. Now... You and I have been friends for a long, long time.
Long time.
I'm going to ask you a simple question.
Okay.
I would like an honest answer.
Okay.
Does it suit
me?
No.
It doesn't suit you, but that's nothing to do with a hat.
Okay, James.
It's just, but I would be the same.
You and I are not friends.
Yes,
but
we
let
are.
Me ask you a question.
We are good friends.
Does it suit me?
No.
Right.
No.
Now,
as a friend, no.
Do you know why?
Go on.
Because you're like me, I think. That I think the gap between my eyes and the top of my head is quite small, and it basically, it sort of flattens the top of your head.
Well, certain beanies suit me, just this doesn't.
Right.
Right? What are you laughing at?
Emma says you look like Compo.
Yeah, it's not a great look, and because it's so tall...
Yeah.
So you've got to really pull it down. Like, if I had dreads, this would be amazing.
Absolutely fine. Yes, you need a big bouffant of hair under there.
Now, would anyone else like to try it on?
I'd like James to try it on very much.
Yeah, I never suited beanie, but...
Have you got anything in your hair?
Yeah.
Wax or whatnot?
Yeah.
Okay, that's lovely. Whoever tries it on next. All right, so there you go.
It smells nice.
Now, I don't know if Captain wants to try it. Now... On my life, straight away, you look better than I do. And you've left it quite big on top.
Have I?
Yeah.
Do I look like horse guard?
See, now...
A little bit.
I wouldn't... If I just saw him walking down the street, I wouldn't go, look at that idiot, that stupid hat.
Would you, Dom?
I think... I'm not sure if black is the right colour for you. It's a bit of a contrast, because you're particularly pale.
Now, does he pull it off better than I do?
He does actually pull it off better than I do.
Now, pull it down a little bit, like, as an... See, they...
Like, that's now touching... Oh, I'm covering my eyebrows.
Yeah. See, it's not nowhere near as bad. Dom?
Yeah, come on. I won't see this.
Captain, are you interested in this?
I mean, I'll get in on the action of trying it on.
Yeah. Phoenix, are you a beanie person, Phoenix?
I feel like my head's a bit too small for a beanie, but I'll try it on.
Dom, you need to pull the front out. No, that's it.
That's it.
So try and get the logo in the middle.
What do you think? I think it looks as though I've hurt my head. I think I've gone to A&E and they've just put the first bandage on they can find.
So I think I still think you look better in it than me.
Yeah.
There's some of this going on though, isn't there? In the top, I don't have any hair to fill it out.
Well, pull it back.
Look like a struck punch.
Pull it back.
I couldn't hear. What do you say?
I also appreciate.
It's good quality, though.
I appreciate the irony that we're trying on beanie hats on the radio. Okay.
I've googled what TCMS stands for, if there's any other fans. Train Control Management System, apparently. Or Trinity College Music Society.
That's what it is.
There you go.
Yes, Trinity College Music Society.
That's where you graduated, wasn't it?
Someone also said to me, it could stand for the Chris Moyle Show. And I'm like, oh yeah, what a coincidence. So there you go. Well, listen.
It's only because it doesn't
suit. Don't have
me.
A massive fight over it.
Yeah.
But who wants it?
James, if you want it, stop going on about it. You can have it, James.
Take it out your pocket, Dom.
You can have it, mate.
Captain, do you want to try it on when you get in here?
Yeah, I'll try it on when I come up.
And Phoenix can try it on as well.
I bet it suits Phoenix.
First of all, Phoenix, do you want this?
More than one person said I look like a gnome.
What are you saying, Phoenix?
I mean, yeah. What? I mean, it might not suit me, though.
Right, but like, are you thinking, oh, that's a bit of me that I'd like to try it on?
Yeah, I just don't wear beanies that often, but
right.
I'd like to try it on.
This
okay, Captain, do you look at this and go, that could be a bit of me?
Well, I do wear beanies a lot in the winter, so it's more It's more me than probably most, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Hmm.
But it is long.
It is long.
It is, but Captain, as we found out the other week, you've got a very large head.
I have a very big head, actually.
And you can wear it in any way you like, so you can leave it so it's, you know... I look like... Mm. I think I look like somebody from Bod.
Yeah.
Is it Aunt Flo? Did she have big hair?
Was it Aunt? Yes, it was Aunt Flo, wasn't it?
See, it's just a shame that I just... It's just not...
Yeah.
There you go. It's just not my style.
I think somebody...
There, look, how's that?
With big hair would...
How do I look? Be honest now.
Well...
A bit like I looked, probably.
It's when it follows your head. I think you need to have a bit of it. Flapping, a bit of dappy flapping about.
Oh, really?
Dappy, yeah. Flappy, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, a little
something
bit.
Something like that?
A little bit, yeah.
And that looks better.
That looks a bit better, yeah.
So you can't work...
Radical, man.
What is your head and what isn't?
Yeah, where did you...
That's head? Well, that clearly isn't my head, that bit
we
there.
Don't know for certain.
Well, there you go, look.
You've got an issue if that is your head up there.
Well, anyway, there you are. And... I didn't bang on about chrismoyles.shop too much either.
Yes.
Where you can't get them.
Yeah, we can't get them anyway. That's true.
But if you would like a T-shirt, feel free to have a look at chrismoyles.shop. It's available right now for you to check out. Rob DJ said you look like Noddy, James.
Thanks. Welcome back.
Morning, Rob. Welcome back.
And that's our first 25 minutes done. Thanks for watching. The Chris Moyles Show. See you later. Switch the cameras off now.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
You plan to go to the gym this afternoon, but sometimes the sunshine and a barbecue are irresistible. But when you're ready to work out, at Pure Gym, most gyms are open 24/7. Whether you're lifting, sprinting or stretching, at Pure Gym, we've got it all. And you get the flex you need with no lengthy contracts and unlimited classes with Core or Plus memberships. Whatever you're here for this summer, we're here for it. Join today at puregym.com.
Money Super 7, you've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more. Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket.
51% could save up to £486. Consumer intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards, qualifying purchase with logged in account. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
OK, everyone, so look at the numbers from Q1 and you'll see that there's a sharp...
Alex? Oh, I think you're frozen.
And that's why it's crucial that we make...
Eh, that sounded important.
Because if we don't act now...
We've lost him.
Bring an end to work call interruptions with EE Wi-Fi Enhancer. More work-from-homers are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest-growing broadband provider.
And he's back.
So I hope that was all clear.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
It's a chilled summer's day. The twins are splashing in the paddling pool while Mrs. Thing puts her feet up. She's proper chuffed, having saved money on a British Gas boiler service. It's like an MOT for your boiler. Just £79, reduced from £109. Bliss. Well, it was nice while it lasted. British Gas. Taking care of things. Visit britishgas.co.uk to learn more and see full T's and C's. Sale ends 9th of September 2025. Offer available to new boiler service contract customers.
The John Lewis sale is here. Save up to 50% on selected products. Whether you're getting the garden barbecue ready or choosing holiday outfits, find something you'll love at a price you'll love too. Visit us in-store, online and on the app to find amazing offers in home, tech, fashion, beauty and kids today. Payment plans available. Sale ends 20th of July while stocks last.
Summer fashion announcement. Stripes are in, darling. Oh, and also florals. Groundbreaking, we know. Pastels and block colors, too. Basically, you choose. From breathable floral duvet sets to modular wardrobes and stripy blockout blinds, IKEA has hundreds of new summer products to let summer in. Fabulous. Visit IKEA online or in store. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
Radio X.
News update next.
Chase is the digital bank you can count on.
How so?
Because you get 1% cash back on your grocery shop.
Like on prosciutto?
Yeah, prosciutto.
And seaweed crackers?
Sure, those two.
Hang on, what about rotisserie chickens?
If it's in your grocery shop, Chase has got your cash back. Join today and get 1% cash back on debit card spending on groceries, fuel and everyday transport. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents eligibility applies. 1% cash back for your first year. Maximum £15 per month. Exceptions apply.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, everyone. Monday morning, June 23rd. Thanks for listening to the Chris Moyle Show. So much to talk to you about. So much fun. Oh, we'll get so much fun, Dom.
Too much fun.
They say it's the most fun anyone's ever had.
It's very fun.
But loads of fun. Got a massive Formula One competition where we have to tell you about. We've got some podcast news. And we might be giving away £25,000 a day. All that coming up. Meanwhile, Dominic Byrne's got your new sport and weather. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, the Foreign Secretary David Lammy has reiterated the need for a diplomatic solution in the Middle East. His comments follow the US strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities, which President Trump says obliterated them. The US leader has also raised the idea of regime change in Tehran. That's in his latest social media posts. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Mr. Trump will bring about peace through strength.
I told him of our need to act. He understood it very well. And I knew that when push comes to shove, he would do the right thing. He would do the right thing for America. He would do the right thing for the free world. He would do the right thing for civilization.
Iran has accused the U.S. of waging war. In other news this morning, the Home Secretary Yvette Cooper is going to update MPs on plans to ban Palestine Action. The head of the Met Police says he's shocked and frustrated about a planned protest in support of the group. It posted footage last week showing two activists spraying paint over planes at RAF Bryce Norton. Family doctors in England will be able to prescribe weight loss jabs on the NHS from today. Around 220,000 people are expected to receive Mounjaro over the next 3 years. Only people considered severely obese will be eligible, though. And some parts of the UK have had up to 25 millimetres of rain in 1 hour overnight. There were thunderstorm warnings in place for northern England and parts of Scotland last night. It all follows the hottest day of the year so far. The temperatures got up to 33 degrees.
Sport.
It's now 2 wins out of 2 for Manchester City in the Club World Cup. They beat Al-Ayn.
Hello.
Al-Ayn. That's what it's actually called, Al-Ayn. 6-0 last night. They're reaching the last 16. Pep Guardiola's side will next take on Juventus. Jeremy Frimpong is backing Liverpool's big money signing Florian Wirtz to be a success in the Premier League. The Germany attacking midfielder completed his move to Anfield in a deal which could rise to a British record £116.5 million. Frimpong also left Bayer Leverkusen for Merseyside this summer. He told Sky Sports News, Wirtz's talent is obvious.
Just expect a winner, you know. He's a very, 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 very special player, you know. And for me, it's like, he's a very hard-working guy. The league will love him. And for me, I ain't got to talk too much. Just watch him, innit? Just watch him.
And England's cricketers will be looking for early wickets on day 4 of the first test against India. The tourists resume their first innings at Headingley on 90 for 2 this morning, leading by 96 runs.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
That's actually their second innings. Dry and sunny for much of the UK. Showers in the north. Feeling a lot cooler. Temperatures up to 24 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thanks, Dom.
Thank you.
Just logging in.
That's it. Log in.
I am. I'm logging in to my website, chrismoyles.shop, because I want to see if I've got any T-shirts left for the summer.
Ah.
Oh, Stargazer. That's a lovely colour, that.
Stargazer, that yeah. That was Pippa's favourite hoodie colour, wasn't it?
Yeah. White T-shirt, Dom, for the summer, with a little logo.
Love that.
Yeah. Medium and large are sold out. I mean, I don't know what this says about my audience, but available in white, if you're interested. Small.
Ah, just small.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know.
And they go up to 3XL. Candle, is that available? Yeah, good. Lovely. I just mentioned it, obviously. Do you know how many people are on my website right now, chrismiles.shop, now that I've plugged it?
Come on, then.
Six.
Six
people.
600. Oh, six people.
Six people.
Six people.
Six.
One of them's you.
Yeah. Oh. Is that how that works?
Yes. And one's me.
Okay, so four.
This
just four people.
Is Radio X.
From Global.
But here's the power of modern technology.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to chrismiles.shop now, right, I have an app. You know, I love it. This is the worst radio ever.
Oh, this is the round the world
thing. I have a map of the UK and the world. And when somebody goes on my website, a little blue dot appears. So there's a couple of people in London on my website. That's you and me.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
There is somebody near Chatham.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There is somebody near, where's that? Let's have a look. Wembley.
Mm-hmm.
Essex. Yeah. So there you go. So if you go to chrismiles.shop now, I can see where you are in the world.
Yeah.
Right? chrismiles.shop, go open it up on your phone. You don't have to buy oak, calm down. And then we'll see wherever you are listed in the world. I'll be able to see where you are. Magic.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Right, so there's somebody in Dublin. A couple of people in Dublin.
Hello now.
Milford Haven. Batley. In Yorkshire.
Yeah.
I'll give you now kind of Leavenway in Scotland, is that right? And then just south of Aberdeen, Stonehaven, around the area. Mm-hmm. So, loads of people. Jersey and Guernsey.
Oh, love it.
And then there's somebody just near Eindhoven.
Germany.
Somebody just outside of Frankfurt. Is Eindhoven, but technically Belgium?
I don't know. It's actually Netherlands.
There's somebody in Verona. Verona. You don't say it like that. Just south of Lyon. Oh, yeah. Dom all over. Joint Malta.
Beautiful.
Nice.
And Catalonia.
Ah, oh, I love Catalonia.
Yeah.
A tiny little Greek island.
So beautiful. Much fun.
Yeah, a couple of times. It's lovely.
832 people on now.
Wow.
I bet you none of them buy off.
Right. That's a big jump from six.
Well, yeah, but it's fascinating. I know it's not the most exciting for everyone else. Right, where else? Look at that.
What's the furthest?
Qatar and Dubai.
What's the furthest field? As in, have you got anyone in Australia at the moment?
Hanoi.
Oh, okay. Hello. Hanoi. Yeah.
I'd love to go there.
There's somebody in Hanoi and...
My daughter's just come back from there.
There is somebody in Seoul.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In South Korea.
Yeah.
So there you are. Whose Seoul, though? Is it? Is it your Seoul?
Everybody's...
Is it my Seoul?
Yeah. Is it his? It's... Is it hers? Or is it collectively?
And Tokyo.
All of ours.
So would that be the furthest, Tokyo?
Yeah, I guess so. Unless you've got anyone over in Sydney or Melbourne at the moment.
That's pretty far, isn't it?
Quite a long way, isn't it?
Okay, do you know what? Hold up. Auckland.
Oh, good.
New Zealand, where Noel Edmonds now lives.
Yes.
Well, he's on the South Island, but...
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Oh, did you not see his TV show?
Perhaps Noel... No, do you know, I didn't. Perhaps Noel Edmonds on your website.
Morning, Noel.
Morning, Noel.
Hello, Noel! Oh, my God, did not see any of his show.
No.
Has it been on yet?
Oh, yeah, started on Friday.
So what's the premise?
I love Noel. I have a lot of respect for him. I actually like him, but he does come across as absolute, call the men in straight coats crackers. It's a funny thing, you know. If anybody watched Noel's Kiwi Adventure or whatever it is.
Right.
So he now lives in New Zealand.
Okay.
Him and his wife, Liz. And they have this place they've opened called River Haven.
Hmm.
I'm just not 100% sure what it is. He's in a little town, a tiny town in South Island, New Zealand.
Right.
And River Haven's, it's stunningly beautiful around there. Stunning. He's opened up a pub, a coffee cart, a restaurant, and like a general store or something, right?
Right.
See, you can't stay there. It's just like he's opened all these things up in where he is.
Right.
And it's a vineyard as well.
Oh.
So he's basically bought a vineyard and he's put these things in.
He's done a Cliff Richard.
Yeah, spent a fortune.
Making his own wine, yeah.
all the locals rock up. We're out there now. And he's like the bloke from Telly in England or something right. that they've never heard of, muscling in on their patch. And he looks incredible, right?
Well,
Noel looks incredible. He's 76.
He's 76 years old. That's amazing.
But here's the thing. I'm really thinking about this because I'm like, I really like Noel. But my job is to, you know, rip the pee out of everything.
Mm.
And I watch this show and it's really interesting. And if I'm honest, this is the road I'm on. I'm one of those people, and I like to think that everybody's like this. If there's something that you don't understand, there's a 2% chance you go, I don't understand what that is, but I'm very curious. And because I don't know what it is, I'd like to know more. I think 2% of people like that, 98% of people are like me. I don't know what that is. Therefore, it's stupid. And I'm right. going to mock you.
Right.
Because I'm, in a weird way, subconsciously maybe a bit scared of it. The fact that you're comfortable with it, yeah, I'm just going to rip you. Now, Noel Edmonds, these are facts. Noel Edmonds looks incredible.
He does.
He puts this down to a few things. One, eating healthily. Two, drinking the special water that looks swirly.
That looks...
What, from his vineyard?
I don't know.
Swirly?
It's I can't remember what the name of it is called. It's called something water. There's a clip. I'll find the clip. If you go on his Instagram, there's his clip of him saying what all these things are. Something about energy, where he puts something on his chest and he can feel the energy around
okay.
him. This is where we start to go down that road.
Right.
He lies on a bed underneath a load of illuminated crystals whilst wearing headphones. Right?
Are you making that bit up?
No.
Okay.
He has a hot shower in the morning and a cold shower at the end of the day. He does, like, his own version. He does exercise, but he's named it. He's called it something. He basically takes it really slow. Now, there's a shot of him, he's doing a lat pull down, right? So he's sat in the chair and he's pulling the thing down behind him. He's 76.
Mm.
He's in incredible shape. And you watch him do what he's doing, and you can't help but laugh at him.
Right.
Now, anybody who's in the gym, unless they're muscly, looks stupid, I think, in the gym.
Yeah.
But he's like, so you pull it down, you pull it, you hold it, you hold it, you hold it, you hold it. And then you let it go slowly.
Right.
And you're like, yeah, I know how lat pull downs work. I've seen that before. But he looks incredible.
Yeah. Well, something's working for him, isn't it?
And I really enjoyed the show. It's a little bit Partridge in moments.
Apparently, so is Liz his wife?
Yeah.
Oh, so he says he believes she was a gift from the cosmos.
Yeah, she's an earth angel.
Oh.
Earth angel, earth angel. Yeah, that's right.
Mm.
And he met at, it's something like he met her on the 6th of October or something, so all his clocks are at 6 minutes past 10.
Oh.
Because that's 6:10.
Right.
That's the 6th of October.
Oh.
How did Somebody's saying it's a bit like Clarkson's Funny Farm. Which is, I think, listen, I've not seen it, so I'm not going to judge.
He also has a guardian. He has a statue of a soldier.
Right.
Of like a yeah, I don't know how you describe it. And then he has that in his garden to remind him of the fight that he went through. And he's there to protect everybody.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah, it made.
Is he Heat's Torso of the Week? He's posted a picture.
Is that what you took from all that?
I saw
the crystals
that.
Everything?
I didn't even know Heat was still a thing.
Yeah.
But if you got that picture there from the screen, it's a picture of him having a shower. Look at him. There he is, dumb on the screen.
Right.
He's 76 years old.
That's amazing.
Really, arms on him.
Somebody's saying, so this is a review of the show.
Yeah. Reviewers are going to have a field day with
but
it.
But he has a special nick. Does this come out in the show? He has a nickname for his...
No, I'm going to defend him slightly.
Okay.
Right?
That's what I mean. So these are just...
He's too easy for, like, the TV reviewers will have a field day. So basically, he has a nice bath.
Right.
So you know the tubs you get in, you fill it full of cold water, throw some ice in, and the idea is you go in and it's...
And meant to be very good.
Isn't it meant to be 1 minute per degree or whatever it is? If it's 1 degree, you try and do a minute.
Right.
If it's 2 degrees, you do two, whatever. So he gets in there and he goes, oh, this is so cold.
Hmm.
And he says to the sound guy, put your hand in there, feel how cold it is.
And he goes, oh my God, that's freezing. He goes, yeah, yeah. I should have made it a degree warmer. I don't know where Stephen and the twins have gone.
Yeah, well, apparently...
He basically makes that joke.
He calls it Mr. Happy and the Twins.
Now,
Mr. Happy and the Twins.
Yes.
I love the idea of the twins catching on there.
Do I believe Noel Edmonds calls his penis Mr. Happy? No, I don't. I don't.
Right. But he does sleep on crystals.
No, so he has a sleep, not all the time.
Suspended below crystals.
He puts headphones on and he lies on a bed underneath six illuminated crystals.
What's he listening to? He's got a capsule on.
He doesn't say.
Wow.
But then the sides of him come across where he's super vulnerable.
Yeah. Well, he's had a hell of a career, 50-year career, so, pretty much, isn't it?
All the TV reviewers are having a field day with it. I do not believe for one second he calls his Willy Mr. Happy.
No, and the twins.
Like, you don't call your Willy
Stephen and the
Stephen
twins.
And the twins. No, you don't call it Stephen.
It's just a lovely expression, Stephen and the twins. No, I don't call it Stephen.
Right,
or
it's
Mr.
a joke.
Stephen.
He's just making a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? They're filming him. And everyone goes, like, oh, he's all about him. It's a documentary about him.
I am going to watch this. I am absolutely going to watch it. It's a three-parter, apparently.
Friday night, ITV, knock yourselves out, you have a field day. But like, you know, he's, you know, just when he gets to the crystals thing.
Okay.
Don't laugh. Because like, they light up and everything and they change colour, so they're clearly plugged in. Can feel the energy.
Yeah,
I think that's called electricity.
Yeah.
They're on a wire, Noel. They're on a wire. Anyway, you can watch Noel. Love you, Noel. I really do.
Radio X.
And Liz.
Coming up, more memorable Monday morning musings from the marvelous radio program that is The Chris Moyle Show.
Aye, aye.
Chris will tell you how you can have a chance to get your grubby mitts on £25,000 this morning.
Grubby mitts?
Plus, the weekend roundup quiz that we do. Dom's reading your letters, and the More Music Hour is on at 9 a.m. And may I just say, to all those who celebrate, happy Glastonbury Eve Eve.
Oh, yeah.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Let me just pause a second. Captain.
Hello.
You write old Paul Turner's lines, our voiceover guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, that is me.
And you're only working 2 days this week because you're going to Glastonbury on Wednesday.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right.
Is everything Paul says pretty much between now and the weekend and every day this week all Glastonbury related because you're very giddy about Glastonbury?
Well, at least up until Wednesday, and then Charlie's going to write the rest. So.
Okay. I'll take that as a firm Glastonbury yes. Right, 7:17, Monday morning, Radio X to start with Jacob.
He's waking up, still half asleep, outside the street lights flicker. He lights a smoke before he leaves another day without a dream. He works his fingers to the bone just to feed the meter. And it's so dark when he gets home, the only light.
Same a broken man in zombie.
I'm all for a bit of fun and a bit of Mickey taking, but he does not, I can't clarify this enough, he does not refer to his willy as Mr. Happy.
Right, okay.
He's just making a joke. He's in a nice bath.
That's it.
He's making the joke.
Right.
It's trivelled up, can't see them, whatever.
One of those.
You know?
Yeah.
Two of those.
Two
of them. Well, no, there's only one Mr. Happy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he's got two.
Listen, those crystals, they're very powerful.
Yep.
You know what they're doing.
I sleep under these crystals all the time, and they do not affect me or my two willies.
At all, in any way. In fact, they glow in the dark. Gosh.
Only recently.
You know, we don't even put the lights on at night. If I need to get up for a wee, I just illuminate myself all the way to the bathroom. Thank you. That's lovely. The Chris Moyles Show. It's 7:21.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Rollback's back at Asda, with thousands of prices rolled back across the store and online, including our succulent cooked and peeled king prawns 150 grams was £3.74, now just £2.84.
Try recipes the whole family will love, like my king prawn, corn and egg fried rice. Big on flavour, low on fuss, just how dinner should be. Search Joe Wick's Meal Picks at Asda.com.
Helping you make your midweek meals for less. That's Asda price. Select stores online subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
And don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
F1 the Movie is a fun, fast-paced thrill ride and a must-watch blockbuster.
Formula One is a team sport. We all lose our jobs if you can't pull off a miracle.
Absolutely epic. Race to see this one in IMAX.
No pressure.
Starring Brad Pitt. From the director of Top Gun Maverick.
I'm offering you a seat in Formula One. If you win, you are the absolute best.
F1 the Movie, in cinemas Wednesday. Book tickets now.
What's it like watching the new Sky Glass TV? Well, with Dolby Audio and a 4K HDR screen, wow, that Jaguar looks so realistic.
Ah, it feels like you're right in the middle of it.
But telly. Sky Glass, the TV made by Sky. Find out more at sky.com today. Sky TV subscription required. UHD Dolby Pack required to watch content in 4K. Broadband minimum speed 30 megabits per second.
B&Q and TradePoint's Big You Can Do It sale isn't over yet. We've added even more unmissable deals in-store and online. Better hurry though, ends 1st of July. You can do it.
Where would we be without the curiosity to explore?
It takes us to new places.
It even got us to the moon.
And now there's never been a better time to satisfy your curiosity about electric cars. With great offers in our award-winning range, including the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, available with £2,000 deposit contribution and 0% APR. Discover more at Hyundai.co.uk. Ends 30th of June 25. Finance subject to status. Hyundai Motor UK Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
Managing your business is a big task. To then stay on top of the numbers as well? You're only human. That's why the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform supports your business growth as the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals, verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Tessellating, nicknaming, pet towning, frugal doogling, Friday horning, what is it all meaning, Mexican handbagging, Martin's hot tapping, and of course, alligators, sharks, and chickens. Join us from 4.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
You're looking good, you're looking sharp. You've come so far.
Righty here. I'm just giving the Gillette Labs razor a go.
and it's smooth. 5 long-lasting blades, and it's got a flex disc that adapts to my gorgeous face. Done in no time, then it goes back on its magnetic stand for a finish almost as good as one of mine.
Golly gosh, is it that time already? Man, I'm having so much fun.
Hey there, Mr. Happy. Okay. Hi, welcome back to the Chris Miles Show.
Mr. Happy.
Yeah.
Mr. Tiny after the ice bath, I'd imagine.
Speak for yourself. Now, listen, well, that was his joke.
Exactly.
That was his joke.
He's in Cornwall at the moment, apparently.
Who?
Noel Edmonds.
Is he?
Yeah, he's been spotted in Cornwall.
Recently?
A couple of people.
No, get on the show. Oh, my God. Do you remember he was on the old... Do you know this story? He was on the old show. Oh, this is lovely. I've forgotten all about this.
Now, when was this?
Right. I was filling in on the old show.
Right. Oh, okay.
So, we're doing the breakfast show on Radio 1 for a couple of weeks before we did it.
Proper back in the day.
And we were saying how... Like Radio X, John O'Groats to Land's End. Mm. There are people listening all over the place. You never know who's listening.
No.
And we said, if you're famous, give us a ring and tell us you're listening.
Yeah.
And well, maybe we'll have a chat. And Noel Edmonds called in. And Simon, Melinda.
Yes.
Was answering the phones. And he goes, hello. And he goes, hi, it's Noel Edmonds. What? It's Noel Edmonds. And Chris was just saying, if anyone famous is listening, I should call in. And he goes, Noel Edmonds. Yeah, yeah, all right then. Bye. Just cut him off.
Oh, no, really? Oh.
And then he rang back and he goes, apparently Noel Edmonds is just... So we got someone else to call and then realised it was Noel. We put Noel on the air and then Noel referred to Melinda as a cretin for not putting him through. So, Noel, if you are listening, we'd love you to come on the show. And if you see him, tell him, come on our show.
Yes.
Love him a lot. Right, Dubs, Black and White Town. And then we'll do a question for the box, then we'll do some letters. All right, good. Radio X.